This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
I wanted to bring this up because I think it's fascinating. It's from Wayne Gretzky. I don't know if you ever heard of him. He said, guys, there's 17-game season has a simple fix. Right now, there's a total of 960 minutes played for a season. If you take 1 minute away from each quarter, you will get 952
that is correct.
In a 17-game season. A 14-minute quarter would barely be noticed. And I agree. And essentially, if you're the owners, you can sell them. You're actually playing less, guys. You aren't playing any more. We have an extra game. All you're doing is practicing for one more week. That's all you got to tell them.
Yeah, but minutes isn't the way to go on that. You'd have to go and look at snaps, and I guarantee you snaps would increase significantly.
Ooh, that is a good point, too. I could see that because, like, you would just be so much more rushed to get it.
That's the first one to issue the first fact. That's the one that everybody will remember. And all the other facts after it,
Nobody
remembers that.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Reggie, for trying to throw facts out there.
I mean, I had more facts, but I figured y'all only want to hear those ones.
That was enough.
Ross Bjork knows the importance of college football, Kevin. Do you know who Ross Bjork is?
That's our AD.
Who's our?
A&M.
Oh, okay.
My AD.
He is the Texas A&M Athletic Director. After his first 100 days on the job, he said, hey, I want to talk about a number of things, working with Jimbo Fisher, his football scheduling philosophy, and potentially renewing the football series with Texas.
That, I was really excited when I started to read this and it fell apart so quickly.
A&M is scheduled through 2027 with, with Power 5 non-conference opponents. Texas has contracted games through 2033.
Right.
Wow.
Because
gotta get that schedule filled.
People want to play Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Because they know they have a chance of really beating that team.
Or because, you know, checks are coming their way.
Yeah.
Right.
Checks are important. But so when he was asked about the Texas game, and he talked a little bit about the scheduling and how, you know, he probably didn't want to play Clemson and Georgia that close to each other because that kind of, you know, the way that was scheduled out and everything. But then he was asked about, he was at a function with Chris Del Conte, and he is the Texas AD. And he said that he told the Austin crowd that the college football would be better if Texas and A&M played each other. And he said, there's a lot of emotion around this conversation. And I guarantee you in a moment, you're going to hear some emotion. I'm the new person, but I've learned quickly that there's history and facts to back it up that A&M offered to continue to play the University of Texas in football. That was made very clear by A&M leadership. That was rejected very strongly by the University of Texas. Since that time, both programs have moved on. We're scheduled out. They're scheduled out way further than we are. To suggest it's just as simple as taking the second week in September and scheduling the game, well, the University of Texas has multiple games scheduled the second week in September. A lot of emotion around this, a lot of logistics to find in the way. From our standpoint, it would be best, it's what's best for Texas A&M, and that's what we needed to be concerned with. We play the national championship caliber teams in our conference. We have a great environment. We would do what's best for Texas A&M moving forward. Right now, we've moved on in our scheduling philosophy, and really so have they. So that's where it sits.
And there was a follow-up question, too.
To a fine point on this, no plans on the foreseeable future on A&M in Texas? We do not have any, no. We do not have any, no.
And he said, not at least for another decade.
It would at least, if not more, is what he said.
Great!
That being said, so I asked the question, 877-881-1053, Texas and A&M fans, or just college football fans in general, I'd love to hear your take on this. Does that game need to happen?
I mean, I guess it doesn't need to happen.
When was the last time it did happen?
2012, I think. I mean, I want it to happen because especially like if you grow up an A&M and Texas fan, That was like a Thanksgiving tradition. The first two Thanksgivings I ever missed with my family were my freshman and junior year at A&M, because those were the years that the game was at Kyle Field and I could just go to the game. And it's a lot like we talked about with the Cowboys. Like, how do other people live their lives without a football game they're invested in? And I know A&M's, like, you know, kind of moved on. They're doing their thing with LSU. And I feel like Texas bounces between Tech and Baylor kind of around that time. You can correct me if it's somebody different usually. But it's just, it's not the same without Texas. And I know it wouldn't be the same because it still wouldn't be Thanksgiving. But it seriously bums me out that they don't play. It really does.
I mean, that was something that was, that was, you know, a good game to watch. But after, as a Longhorns fan, after, and I know Kevin's going to have a different reaction to it because he's got a different side to it. But after A&M was like, you know what, we're just going to take our ball and go home because we don't like the fact that we can't have a network too, and all this other crap. And they're just like, you know, we're just going to go over here so we can be play against better teams and still not win anything. I was just, it was just like, all right, fine. It was almost like the. The Aggies just left the state. That's what it felt like. And they just left the state. They still keep the Texas name on there, but they just left. Because that wasn't a part of what was, you know, the whole Texas vibe. They were there, and once you went over to the SEC, that doesn't feel like Texas belongs there, or a Texas team belongs there.
Okay, well, let's not be too revisionist and pretend like A&M is the only team that left. Multiple teams left the conference because Texas got too big for its bridges and created a network that not only is not making them as much money as A&M brings in, literally no one in the world watches. So A&M went to a better conference, and maybe they lose to better teams, but it could be worse. You could stay in the same conference and lose to worse teams like Texas does, because they've won what since that time? What was the college football playoff they were in? That's what I thought.
Right.
So at least we're in a better conference, upping our national profile, where Texas has, you know, they're just sitting in the exact same spot and making less money than A&M.
See, I don't know how you can up your national profile by just being the person that gets beat. I mean, I don't.
Because I feel like that's all Texas is based on in the last 10 years. They get overhyped and then they get beat. I mean, you saw that game at the fair.
Corey, right? Back out. They're going back and forth.
Well, I just want to add it. I wanted to add.
A&M,
this doesn't concern you, Corey.
A&M was the team that got beat by Texas. I mean, 8 out of the last 12 times they played, and I think that's like 76-37 overall.
Oh, neat. If you go back to when Texas had a winning record against A&M, that's awesome. But if you want to isolate things even more, who has a better record over the last 40 years of the rivalry? Oh, yeah, that would be Texas A&M, who has the better record. And now they make more money, and they get the better players, and they're against the better teams.
It's like 35 or 40 years,
but A&M has the better record.
I don't know. I mean, because when was the last time y'all were in I don't know anything?
I mean, about the same time as you guys, right?
No, I mean,
so like you're like a Cowboys fan that's living off the past. Like, I can at least acknowledge the shortcomings of my team and that we've struggled, and that's why we made a move to try to get relevancy. Texas is following down the path of Notre Dame, where nobody really cares about them anymore, but they haven't gotten the message that nobody cares about them anymore, and that's why they keep drifting further and further away from relevancy, because remember, this was the year they were back until they lost that first game, and then they got blasted by Oklahoma again, and so they keep losing, and then you just wait for that Baylor or Iowa State game that they're probably going to lose and not make it to the Big 12 championship game, but even if they make it there, they're probably going to lose anyway, just like they did last year. So that's awesome. If you're glad being new style Notre Dame, who doesn't know they're not good, at least A&M realizes their place in the world and tries to better their situation.
Oh, well, then I don't understand how somebody that realizes their place in the world can talk any kind of smack.
And yet it just happened as you got embarrassed.
Oh, I don't know if I just got embarrassed. Seriously. I mean, you left.
See, from the 469, are y'all talking about the Cowboys? Well, we didn't just leave by ourselves. Missouri left. Nebraska left. Your whole conference almost crumbled because Oklahoma and Oklahoma State were looking at defecting to the Pac-12. The Pac-12 was terrible, and even they were going to leave because nobody wanted to play alongside Texas. Where was Texas going to go? Nowhere, because nobody wanted them because they got too big for their britches in a game, in a network that has been a financial disaster for ESPN. You want to know one of the reasons ESPN has all those layoffs? It ain't just SportsCenter viewers going down the toilet. It's because the ESPN network grouping with the Longhorn Network has been a disaster. Meanwhile, A&M makes more money than they ever did with Texas.
I can understand. I still can go back to the fact that you just didn't like what was going on and left.
As every other team in the conference did.
As you named three.
Also right? Colorado.
I mean, I literally named six. A&M, Colorado, Nebraska, Missouri, Oklahoma, and Oklahoma State. That's more than half your conference that now has nine other teams besides Texas. So the vast majority of your conference either did depart or threatened to depart until Texas said, you know what? All right, maybe we can spread some of the revenue. You guys crumbled. All right, you guys crumbled and gave some of your revenue away, and A&M moved on, and they said they wanted to go somewhere else. And people were like, oh, when has A&M played for a national title? Yeah, it's been long before I was born, but the point is, I can admit that. You can't admit that your team is not
irrelevant. No, because it wasn't as long
as
before I was born.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing.
But it's getting really close. It's been getting closer and closer. That's what the people
No, it hasn't.
Yes, it has.
No, it hasn't. I'm 40 years old. It can never be like that.
Okay, well, at least we should be honest about how old we are. But, like, just think about it. You're getting more and more like the Notre Dame people. I'm sure at the beginning of the 90s, they were like, we're going to be awesome forever. And then the 2000s punched them in the face. The 2010s punch you guys in the face. What's going to happen in 2020? A&M's already got punched in the face again and again and again. And they're like, holy crap. At least maybe if we fight against better opponents, we can get better as an organization.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard, though. It's like, you know what? We can't beat these lowly teams. Let's go over here and try and beat these other teams and continue to get punched in the face.
But not
how
really.
How many times after Saturdays do you show back up and you're like, yeah, I knew we were going to lose that game. The only time you actually had any kind of fun at being an Aggie fan was because Johnny Manziel was there. And just like when Vince Young was there for the Longhorns, except for your football Jesus couldn't get you to the promised land, mine did. So whoever's standing on whichever rock, you left to go get punched in the face. You like being the slap jaw. You like being the team that just runs in there and says, you know what, beat us up.
And what year was that national championship? 2005. Hey,
it wasn't the 40s.
Go get it.
It wasn't the 40s.
For the record, ours was in 1939. And again, I can acknowledge
that. Oh, I gave you a year.
You can't acknowledge something that happened 14 years ago. You're pretending the Vince Young thing happened yesterday. Your quarterback who led you to the promised land already ended up in jail and washed out of the NFL.
Your quarterback that didn't is still riding a flamingo somewhere.
Yeah.
On a cocaine high.
So is yours.
A job
you don't know your quarterback. Oh, please. Johnny Manziel's on a cocaine high, but Vince Young hasn't had any problems. He got arrested at a strip club because somebody did horns down. How sensitive is he? He has problems. So does Johnny Manziel. But again, I can acknowledge it. Can you?
Your national championship
was 14 years ago. You act like it was yesterday.
What has Texas done since then?
A big bag of nothing, and the best quarterback you had quit on his team in the national championship
because
he wanted to get ready for the draft.
You can't smell one.
Yeah, exactly. But if we got there, you're right. And if we got there, our players would actually play because we give a damn about A&M. Whereas Colt McCoy, he quit on his team in the national championship, and you lost because of it.
Get there. Find a way to get there. You can't because you're just going to run in there. You can't even run in there. You can just drive by in your bus that says ATM because you're just handing out money.
Yeah, because we have it. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, more shouting. Damn it.
From the 254, this is exactly why they have to play.
Man, because, like, there's going to be sick days galore after that. I was like, oh, I don't feel good. And you're like, you don't feel good because your team lost.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.